Topic 6. Key text. Letter from Grandma.
12 Eland Drive, Aurora 7520, South Africa. 30 August. My darling granddaughter, your brother says I must be the only person in the Western Hemisphere who still writes these old-fashioned letters. But even if I could manage an email, I still prefer pen and paper. The slower pace of writing suits me. I also like the idea that you will open the envelope and touch the paper that I am touching now. And as you open the letter, you will smell the jasmine that I pressed and enclosed to remind you of the long summer evenings when you and I sat on the veranda and talked about your future. A future which has led you to this exciting adventure as an exchange student in Finland. As you know, I have never travelled abroad, and it is difficult for me to imagine life in a country so far north. You will have to be my eyes and ears there, and I look forward to hearing all about it. The school in Tampere will, of course, be different in many ways from our local high school here in Aurora. For one thing, I don't think your new geography teacher will bring her terrier to class like our Miss Collie does, or that your English teacher will interrupt his lessons because his prize bull has just escaped into the neighbor's wheat field. I know that young people never like to take advice from old people. Goodness knows, I never did when I was your age. Nevertheless, I hope you will forgive a few hints from your old grandmother. Remember to take some small gift to your homeroom teacher on the first day of school. Something small and thoughtful will go a long way towards ensuring that he or she forms a positive opinion of you right from the start. I am sure you don't need a reminding to respect your elders at all times. Wait until they address you before you speak to them. Don't stare at them while they address you, but look down like you have been taught to do. Don't raise your voice, blathering loudly like some uneducated person in love with the sound of her own voice, but speak softly when teachers ask you something. Make sure that your school uniform is washed and freshly ironed every day, and polish your shoes the night before. Scuffed shoes give a very bad impression. Above all, be yourself. If you are true to yourself, you will soon find friends who think like you do about things, even if this takes a little time. You cannot rush friendship. Remember when we planted those radish seeds when you were little? How you tried to make them grow faster by first singing to them and then overwatering them. The important lesson was that nothing you could do to those radish seeds would have made them grow any faster. They would turn from seed into succulent red fruit in their own good time. And so it is with friendship. Being the newcomer is always difficult, and there are bound to be some misunderstandings. Try to find out if the school has someone like a social worker or a school counselor. I'm sure Finnish schools have professionals on their staff to help students with all sorts of difficulties, both personal and academic. I will say goodbye now. We all miss you. The house is quiet without you, and your mother keeps preparing too much food. She says she has not yet adjusted to there being one less person at the table. Everybody asks after you, of course. Miss Collie asked if you have seen the famous Northern Lights yet, and your brother wants to know if Finns really eat reindeer. Write soon. Love, Grandma.